And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock God Rick Maxa's out of town, but I've got a couple great guys in the studio. Captain Ken Frankie from the Sport Fishing Association of California and Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. We're going to be talking a lot of stuff here about Southern California sport fishing, so you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then freeze spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in freeze spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flat Fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Good morning, all. And Captain Ken Frankie, wait a minute.
Morning, Pete.
I thought you guys were supposed to be in Mazatlan right now.
Well, we had a little technical difficulty, but we will have a surprise call in from Mazatlan. But we're going to work through it and have a good show with you.
Yeah, awesome. Captain Tim Ekstrom, welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, great to have you in the studio. It's nice to be home, right?
Yeah, I have to admit, but you know, this is the second time the Mazatlan thing has evaded me, man.
Now, what's that?
I don't know. Just something about
generator problems, technical difficulties.
You know, man, it's like something with 2018. But you know, we're actually really looking forward to the 2019 Mazatlan trips. We actually have four of them on the schedule, And, you know, everything we talked about before still holds true. I absolutely love the city. I love the destination. Yes. El Cid Marina Resort, can you think of a better place to run a trip out of?
So awesome.
Phenomenal. And yeah. People are phenomenal. Geronimo, we actually got all the details ironed out. We're still ready to rock.
Sure.
We're really ready to rock now. We got our generator back working, you know, up and running. So we're good to go. Boat's ready to go for the season.
Yeah.
And, again, I'm really looking forward to the, you know, breaking ground down there, launching a new venture and something that we hope will turn into not only an annual thing, but, you know, maybe part of our future fishing down there in Mexico in the wintertime.
I think it's so awesome because you're right out of the front door of that area, which gets very little fishing pressure, is an unlimited supply of potential great spots to go fishing.
That's what I think, you know, and studying the charts and talking a lot with the local guys, of course. You know, we're not really looking to go work on the coast. We're more focused on the pelagics, the tuna in particular. But it's not like there's just a few areas where those things are at. I mean, there's a lot of zones that we can cover and, you know, employ our technology, our expertise. I foresee expanding the opportunities around there. I think there's a heck of a lot more to it than is known right now, you know, about that tuna potential in the area.
So you better book these trips, 4-day fly-down, fly-back trips to Mazatlan. Spend an extra couple days in Mazatlan, which is a beautiful place with a lot of opportunity, right, Ken?
Absolutely. If you're going to get stuck somewhere, please stick me in Mazatlan.
Yeah.
It's
such
gorgeous.
A cool place.
The people are awesome. And, you know, for the fishing out there, the weather's just flat. It's absolutely beautiful. They got a lot of local sport fishing operations there. It's you know, I can't speak enough to what a nice reception we always get when we're down there.
One of my first trips down, and I've told the story before, down to Mexico was to go fishing in Mazatlan, 1985, and it was epic. I mean, the marlin fishing down there in the spring and winter is amazing. And they have such a good catch and release attitude down there. Very few billfish are being killed now, and they've really done a good job of preserving that resource there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the most important things down there. Everywhere that we go, we've been taking this radio show series to Mazatlan, Cabo San Lucas, Laredo. Going to be doing the Laredo show here in a couple of weeks. They are so tuned up on ecology, protecting resource, and sustainability. They're doing a good job of it. And Kona Pesca has been definitely a leader in participating in that. And hopefully we're going to have a surprise caller that's going to talk all about that in a bit.
What is Kona Pesca?
Kona Pesca is the Mexican Department of Fisheries. And they're basically the equivalent of National Marine Fisheries in the United States. And later this morning, we're going to have actually the director of fisheries for the country of Mexico is going to call in and do the show with us.
So they are not the licensing people. They are the kind of the ones that make the laws on where we can go fishing.
Well, they yes, but yes.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
But no. They
don't have like a California Department of Fish and Game that is in charge of licensing.
What they do is on a national level, they issue licenses, but on a state level, each state government as well issues sport fishing licenses.
Okay. And, but they're federal licenses.
They're a federal government agency.
So you buy one license in Mexico. It's good for anywhere in the country, whether it be in the Caribbean Sea, whether it be in the Pacific Ocean, the Sea of Cortez, wherever. It's good for all over.
That's exactly it. Exactly it. And Kona Pesca, they have an office here in San Diego, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. But they provide service to the United States, so anybody in the United States wanting information about where to go in Mexico and et cetera, they can go through that office to do it. But real good people. We work well with them. I've been doing this job 10 years, and I found them to be very approachable, and especially the director, the commissioner, Mario Aguilar, just a fine gentleman to communicate with, very open, trying to do the right thing. Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah. One of the things that they do so right that, let's just signal out, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, annual license. You buy it today, it's good for one full year. Federal, it's good anywhere in the country. That, I mean, why can't we do that in the United States? I, you know, why do I have to go, if I go to Oregon, I have to buy another fishing license. If I go to somewhere else, I have to buy Alaska, I have to buy another. Why can't you buy a federal license?
Well, I think objectively having in some areas, depending on where it is, there's local programs that need to be funded. So there's a lot to it. It's very complex. But I think everybody down there is doing their very best to address all the local issues as well. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Sure. So, Tim, these trips to Mazatlan next year, I know, are in January. You have two Let's Talk Hookup 4 days in January, end of January. And then you have two in March.
In March, exactly.
Yeah. They're on the schedule. They're on the Royal Star website, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. These Mazatlan trips are already posted. They're already filling.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't wait too long.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't wait too long to get on those trips. And also, I wouldn't wait too long to book that, especially if the anglers that make those trips want to stay at that hotel, El Cid Marina, because that place is popular for good reason.
It's hopping.
It's just... You know, I'm just gushing about it. I just go on and on. I mean, if I was down, that's where I'd... There's a lot of beautiful destinations down there. What's the other one? Emerald Bay that we visited?
Yeah, oh, what a beautiful
place
that is. That
place is incredible also. But, you know, with the whole... The fact that we're staying there, we're bringing the boat in there, it just makes sense for anglers to stay at El Cid
Plus
Marina.
You're right next to the to town. You can virtually walk there.
Centrally located. Everything about it is great. So I would definitely encourage anglers, if they want to go on those trips, to move on it quickly, because you know their availability is limited there at that El Cid, and that's where we'd recommend everybody stay.
Yeah, visiting Mexico right now, especially with that cross-border terminal down there at Tijuana, the flights from Tijuana are inexpensive to go to Mazatlan, Cabo, Laredo, Puerto Vallarta, and it's a simple process, but we've just been finding it pretty inexpensive, frankly, to go to a lot of these places. Whereas flying out of the U.S., it's a lot more expensive. So, I took my family after the last show. I went and brought the whole family back down to Mazatlan. We had a great time and saved a lot of money doing it.
And here's the crazy thing is the peso-to-dollar ratio now is almost 20 to 1. So your dollar goes a very long way in Mexico, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's so easy to travel that cross-border express. It's so easy once you get in there. The clearance of customs, because, you know, you clear right there going into Mexico, so you're taking a domestic flight. When you get off the plane, boom, you're there. You walk right out of the airport, pick up your luggage if you have it, and you're out of there. There's none of the big line, you know, waiting and going through the whole process down there. And for any of us who have done that, you know, whatever, it's just part of traveling, but it's so nice.
Ridiculous how easy it is.
Yeah, it's so nice to have it all taken care of. As soon as you enter Mexico, you cross the bridge, you clear customs, you're good. And and we were talking about how reasonable it is. Like, I flew down to Mazatlan in April to work out the details of these trips. I think my flight was $160 round trip. I mean, just crazy.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
You watch the sales that Volaris has, and sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. But you just, like, if you're going to go on one of those trips, book the trip on the Royal Star with us, and then watch the airfares. There were flights this past week, $49 each way.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so that, and there's some add-ons. You know, it's kind of an a la carte type of menu, but by the time you're all said and done, like you say, you can get a round-trip flight for $150.
Yeah, and that's common. You know, it's not the one in a million. So anyway, that you couple that with the city of Mazatlan, which we've talked about plenty of times, but it's just incredible there. You know, the vibe of the place overall is great. They're super welcoming. Everybody that I talked to, because I did a lot of looking around the town and just you know, hop in a cab and shoot the breeze of the cab drivers, looking around, and just everybody's so enthusiastic about the idea of running trips out of there, and you know, it's just a really good feel of the place, and it's super reasonable.
Yes.
It's not, you know, it is a tourist destination, but it's more geared towards local tourism and tourism from around Mexico. So you just find that the prices there's no, let's just say, there's no sticker shock. You know, everywhere I went, you don't look at and go, oh my gosh, which we know some places in Mexico, there's a lot of
like the super, the resorts and stuff.
Exactly, and that's fine, but it's again, it's a lot more reasonable there. You'd find that you know, going out to eat, taking a cab, whatever it is, whatever you buy out on the street is what do you think? It's about half of what it costs in some of the really big tourist destinations.
Absolutely.
That's what I saw.
Yeah. For example, going to Puerto Vallarta, you know, there's a lot, they cater a lot more to U.S. tourism in Puerto Vallarta than they do in Mazatlan. Very similar types of places, very similar destination for fishing, but I'm going to say a lot of places are like half the price there.
Yeah, that's about true.
And the nice thing also is when you're down in Mazatlan, to be able to fish big fish close in flat weather is pretty attractive.
Yeah.
And the local fishing, you know, you got the lakes, all the lakes up there, El Salto.
Oh, El Salto's, yeah. And there's the other one that Juan Acevedo always talks about that's like basically just an hour away.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's an hour away. That's right up the hill.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. So somebody could go down there and you know, get in a couple of days of bass fishing if you're into that on the front end or the back end of the trip. Bring your wife along or stay an extra day. There's so many other ways to expand on that vacation. 4 days, as we were talking about, what a great opportunity to get a shot at a big fish. You only invest, you know, it's 3 full days on the water, which is a lot of fishing time. World-class opportunity of getting a fish, you know, 200-300 pounds, a yellowfin tuna that is, 200-300 pounds, 3-4 days, you're back.
Yeah.
You know, tack on a day on the front end, tack on a day on the back end. Epic vacation. Come home rejuvenated, restored, and hopefully triumphant with a nice big tuna to show for your
trip. Well, let's talk for a second about the issue that postponed our trip. I'm just going to say it didn't cancel our trip. It postponed it till January of 2019.
Right.
Okay. The generator on the Royal Star. How's it going?
Well, you know, we're back up and running. As a matter of fact, we just got it running on Wednesday. And we've, you know, been load testing it. We generally run them about 20.
It was a total failure on the engine.
Oh, yeah, the engine broke. We actually had a valve in the engine broke in half. And you know, it just destroyed the piston, the engine broke. And this is only the second time in the history. I mean, I've been on Royal Star since 1992. Think of how many trips that is and you know, how many years it's only the second time we've ever had to cancel a trip due to a mechanical failure, but
pretty amazing.
Yeah, I know the safety and maintenance record of our boats, it's incredible how consistent we are and how rare it is that something like this happens, you know, for the fleet in total, you know, I can think of a couple of handfuls of times for the fleet in total that things like this happen, but it's inevitable, you know, it's not a matter of if
it's a moving part.
No, it's not one moving part. There's this you know, whole
like some
array
lots of moving parts
of coordinated moving parts down there, and you know, I mean, these things happen. We obviously
it was bad timing on that one.
Well, that to me was the, you know, we talked about how crazy the timing was of that. I mean, you and I are literally at Encinitas Ford, like fist pumping. Here we go. We're leaving tomorrow, and I drove down to the dock and was like, oh, my, you got to be kidding. The thing's just pumping smoke and making bad noise.
But you know, something that's important here is the standards of safety of the fleet. Now, most of the boats have two generators, multiple engines, et cetera, backups. The fact that they were willing to shut down the boat at quite a bit of expense to make sure that it's bulletproof before it goes back out in the ocean says a lot to the credibility of the Royal Star organization and the rest of the fleet. I mean, the fact that they are way more concerned about safety and reliability than they are about the buck says quite a bit.
Safety at sea is paramount.
Absolutely paramount.
Sport fishing fleet.
I think that can get lost sometimes because, you know, we do have such an incredible safety record and our catches are so consistent. All the results of long range fishing and the history of it is so incredible. I think that gets lost sometimes. You know, we have a tendency to forget that, man, these boats are sea going vessels. We're way out to sea. You know, at times we're 200-400 miles offshore and you know, we're self contained units out there with a lot of moving parts again and you know, it's just easy to forget really what position we're in out there and you know, I said I've been doing this for I'm 30 years in long range fishing, 30 years plus, and I'm not willing to even take the smallest chance of having the safety of that vessel compromised. I'm just not.
No,
you know, I'm not going to go out there and put anybody in that kind of position. I'll you know, it's just I've learned enough lessons over my life, you know, at sea that if you court disaster or in any way, shape, or form, you're generally going to get burned. You know, that's just the way it is. I feel great about the fact that, you know, obviously it's disappointing for the anglers that were booked on the trip to have to cancel the trip. But we talked to everybody and to an individual. Yeah, they're bummed about missing the trip, but nobody's bummed about the decision that we made to stop the boat and fix it and make it right. You know, everybody was on board. So anyway, you know, the show goes on. We're back up and running.
Yeah. Going to start running next weekend for a three-day trip and then a day-and-a-half trip right after that. And as you can hear, we got a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about here about all kinds of Sport Fishing Association issues. There's a lot to talk about today, Mexico things and such like that, with Captain Ken Franke and Tim Ekstrom. And if you want to get through, there's lines open right now, 877-792-1090, open right now, or 858-457-1090. And I'll tell you, you better get your shots because they're not going to be open for long, because one lucky caller today is going to go aboard the Royal Star on that day-and-a-half trip, Friday, June 1st to Sunday, June 3rd. There's still spots available. I can't believe there's still spots available on that trip.
You know,
day and a half on the Royal Star, Friday through Sunday. You're going to leave Friday afternoon, right?
Exactly. Friday evening, fish all day Saturday, come back Sunday. And what I really want to emphasize in those trips, you know, we run Royal Star on those day and a half trips just like a long range trip. It's basically our opportunity to introduce new anglers to our style of fishing, what we do, how we do it, and it's first class, all inclusive. That fare is all your meals, all everything,
permits, all your permits,
visas, everything is included in that fare, and you will be treated like kings and queens out there.
Five star treatment from the crew.
Exactly, premium quality fish handling. We'll have fish processing there, waiting at the dock when we return to process your catch in first class standards. So it's really an opportunity for us to introduce, again, anglers to our style of fishing, long-range fishing, Royal Star, and it's a great value. You look at what we're offering for that price, you know, this
and,
time.
And you don't offer it much. There's only two of them.
That's exactly right.
So this is the first one, and it's over a weekend. It's Friday through Sunday, and one lucky caller is going to go on that trip. But like I say, if you want to go, there's spots available. They're not going to last for long because I looked at the long-range weather forecast. This wind is just ridiculous. I mean, we've just had, like, relentless wind here for the last 3 weeks. We're paying the normal price. The past years, we've had beautiful Mays. Not this year. It just hasn't been that way. But the long-range forecast for that following weekend looks great.
Yeah, it does.
It looks like it's finally over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this wind, right, it's part of the mechanism here. It's actually necessary. It creates that upwelling, gets all that cold water and nutrient up, and attracts the forage fish. So it really is part. It's necessary.
Yes.
It's part of the program here. But, you know, it certainly doesn't make fishing very nice.
Yeah. I got to tell you, on a side note, I was out on my boat, ran out to Coronado Islands on Monday, and the amount of life between here and the Coronado Islands and around the Coronado Islands is unprecedented right now.
All the birds, the porpoise.
They're feeding on little micro bait. There's lots of small yellowtail. There's lots of small. There's fish everywhere out there.
Setting up.
And that is a result of this tremendous upwelling that we're having, the nutrient-rich waters that create this biomechanism
that
makes us a fantastic fishery, right?
Indeed.
Yeah, so get ready. And the good way to get ready is on that day-and-a-half trip on the Royal Star. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Sport Fishing Association of California, Mexico, Mazatlan, and more. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup. Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate. right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Lanero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Lanero. We love families.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we're talking tuna fishing this summer. Talica from Shimano, that Therese Talica combo, it's an unbeatable combo. That Talica 20, are you kidding me? The power that reel has?
That reel's unbelievable. The torque it has, it's just everything about it. It feels good in your hand, and you can do anything from live bait fishing to flat fall fishing. It covers the full spectrum. It is absolutely, hands down, the perfect reel for tuna fishing offshore here in San Diego or tuna fishing down south.
And while we're talking about flat falls, how about the success of those flat fall lures? They're amazing.
They are absolutely unbelievable. I've seen a lot over the years, as you can imagine, and that is hands down the finest tuna catching lure I have ever seen by a long, long way.
But make sure it's a real Shimano flat fall, because there is a difference, no doubt about it. So you get the flat fall, you get the Talica, the Therese combo. It's unbeatable. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Captain Ken Frankie from the Sport Fishing Association of California. Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star live in the Mighty 1090 studio. Phones are packing up. You want to get a chance? One line open, 877-792-1090. Open right now. We're giving away a spot on that day-and-a-half trip aboard the Royal Star, Friday, June 1st to Sunday, June 3rd. Like I said, still spots available on that trip. There won't be for long, so you better jump on it. RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Click on book online, and you just book the trip right online.
Yep.
Easy going.
Easy as that.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about Sport Fishing Association of California for a sec, Ken. What does SAC do in to Washington, D.C. to promote recreational fishing? What happens there?
Well, good question. So SAC, right now, demographic-wise, we cover all of the ports in Southern California. We have 16 landings. The fleet as a whole will transport 1.3 million-plus passengers this year. We have dive boats, whale watching, sport fishing, et cetera. But to do that, we have to work with both the U.S. federal government in Washington, that's Congress and the Senate, on those things that are going to affect recreational fishing, access to areas, access to fish, working with National Marine Fisheries, as well as working with the Department of the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. And then on the Mexico side, of course, working with CONAPESCA, working with the Mexican government, the tourism department. You know, most of our efforts in Mexico are to promote local sport fishing for the local communities. That's why we do the radio shows like we're going to do in Laredo in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. Where we're going to work with the state government and have a tournament and actually have some great food.
Yes.
And anyway,
that's such a great broadcast, too. Laredo is such a beautiful spot. We'll be seaside right on the Malecón there at the La Misión Hotel in Laredo. A beautiful hotel right there on the water in the Sea of Cortez. And I understand the yellowtail fishing right now in Loretto is off the charts.
And Pete and Ken get to go compete against each other again this
Sweet!
Year.
We're going to go fishing with Arturo again?
Yes, we are.
Well, I love that, man. He's
yes,
such
we are.
A great guy, and I've fished with him many times down there. And the cool thing, like Mazatlan in Loretto, is that old-world Mexican hospitality is still there. It's not tourist over-tourismed. It's just still that old-world, fantastic Mexico hospitality.
I had such a good time last year. I'm bringing my wife this year for the trip, and we're bringing a number of people from San Diego.
Captain Art Taylor.
Art Taylor, his wife
He's
Celia.
On the show tomorrow.
His wife Celia's coming, and Lori Patella from the American Egg was coming, and we're going to all go down and experience this, and you know, and it's during the Chocolate Clam Festival, too.
Oh, chocolates.
So we're going to have a good time there.
Yeah. You should be jealous of this one, too.
I'm just burning with envy right
you're
now.
You're going to be on the Royal Star.
Yeah, I guess I will, so I'll have to suffer through that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's all right.
Meanwhile, you know, the thought of enjoying that, as we're talking about the old world hospitality down there, I mean, there's just nothing like it. You know, Mexico is magic in that respect. There's just nowhere like it. And you know, you combine that with the idyllic scenes that you know, the flora, fauna, everything else, and the fishing opportunities.
Yes.
And there's no better fishery in the world. There really isn't.
No question.
They've done a phenomenal job down there. We were talking about it earlier, but they've done a phenomenal job of really focusing on sustainability and you know, everybody's on board. I'm thinking at the same time as I was having these conversations I referenced earlier, you know, around Mazatlan, everybody I talked to, everybody mentioned something about, oh, yeah, sport fishing, that's good. Yeah, it's sustainable. That's good. There's a tremendous focus on it now. And you know, that just ensures that there's going to be sport fishing opportunities for, you know, the future generations to come.
Yes, indeed, for sure. Well, speaking of Mexico and Mexico fishing, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, has our Baja and Mainland Mexico report. And this report is sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. Hey, local tuna and yellowtail fishing, it's happening right now. You should make the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability, as well as the right design that makes it easy to hook your bait and put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at your favorite tackle store. Let's talk Mexico fishing with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Pete. Good show. You're talking about Mazatlan, man. That's one of my favorite towns down there. God, so many
place.
great restaurants, beautiful beaches. I mean, it's really hard area to beat. And, of course, you're talking about the beautiful El Cid Marina. What a place to stay and fish out of. I mean, it's fantastic.
Indeed it is. We love that place. And Geronimo, the head fishing guy down there, what a wonderful person to deal with, too, right?
Yeah, he sure is. He's been a really good friend of mine, gosh, since we started in the business, you know, 30-plus years ago. And great guy. He's really hospitable and just love to going into Mazatlan and heading out to dinner with him. Man, he's got some great restaurants. I'll tell you.
Yeah, and he knows all the spots.
Yeah, but anyway, gosh, the Stripe Marlin Bite just broke wide open this week down in Cabo, San Jose del Cabo in the East Cape. I mean, some of the boats up to 7 releases per day. They're basically, most of them are coming on live bait, but they are hitting the troll lures. If you can get a caballito or a mackerel out there, it's guaranteed. And so some really good striped marlin fishing going on down there. Of course, the tuna and the regular spots there up inside the Sea of Cortez at the Ironman and San Luis and those areas there. Nice quality fish, 20 to 60 pounds. Occasional wahoo caught this past week in that area and few Dorado. Nothing big on the Dorados, which this is the normal time now as we get into May and June when the big bulls and females come into the area. So I think you'll see a pretty good catch ratio on those coming up here in the next couple of weeks. We'll move up to La Paz there. You know, they're just starting their season. The north winds are just about gone now. They've been fishing mainly over around Survival Island. And really close inshore tuna bite also. It's kind of weird. They were getting the tuna as close as right there out of Muertos Bay, just around Punta Perico and Punta Arenas. They were getting 20 to 40-pound yellowfin tuna in the shallow water. But you get over to that south end of Saravo, around Roca Montaña there, they were picking up some few wahoo there, also a few tuna in that area, Dorado. Now, the inshore bite has been really good. Rooster fish, cabrilla, the dog tooth snappers, so some really good fishing going on there. We'll shoot on up to Loretto, and pretty good yellowtail bite. I talked with our boat guy down there, Danny, and yesterday, and he said they've got a two-day tournament going on right now. It had been really good yellowtail fishing up until the tournament started, and but as of yesterday, it's a two-day tournament. They fished yesterday, and a 34-pound yellowtail is leading the tournament. Today's the last day fishing for that, but some pretty good yellowtail fishing earlier in the week. The usual spots there, San Bruno, up to north to Punta Pulpito, and then, of course, over at Carmen Island at Punta Coyote, some good yellowtail fishing, like I said. And, of course, this is a good time for the cabrilla and the pargo up in that area. As we get into June and July, they'll start getting the Dorado in there in pretty good numbers. And, of course, a lot of sales. It's a really good sailfish time there in Loretto during the summer. And, of course, some of the tuna, yellowfin tuna, do get up that far. Anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. I'll be talking to you guys next Saturday. And anybody who wants to book a trip in southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, Christmas Island, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Talk to you next Saturday, Cast Man. Thanks a lot for that report. Very much appreciate that. And let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. They want to talk to you guys. Let's start it up with Dave in Spring Valley. Thanks for hanging in there, Dave. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks for taking my call.
Morning, Dave.
Morning.
I got a question to Tim regarding the Mazatlan stuff. Now, you were talking about how easy it is to go back and forth across the border, and does it help at all to have your sentry pass in this case, or not really?
Well, you know, in the case of that cross-border express, it really, all the times that I've been through there, and I have my sentry in the global entry, but I've never even needed it. There's no line there. It's really convenient. There's plenty of customs officers when we go through there, and I literally have never had to wait on either side.
Yes.
And I've been through there, you know, 10, 15 times now.
Yeah. In fact, if you go through the global entry side, most of the time, the guys on the other side are out before you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. At the most, there's two or three people ahead of you in line. It's just, it's very fast going through there.
Well, I sure like the sound of that. Thank you.
Yeah. Got indeed. Check it out. It's a really cool deal. Thanks a lot for the phone call. That changed the whole dynamics of flying into different places.
Well, just being able to park in a parking lot on the U.S. side, cross into the Mexico side in 5 minutes, and walk right into the terminal, you just can't beat it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you know, there's still plenty of flights out of the U.S. Alaska Airlines flies out of Los Angeles, Orange County, San Diego, Los Cabos. You can fly to Mazatlan out of Los Angeles. You can fly to Los Cabos virtually anywhere on Alaska Airlines. But as an alternative to fly other destinations closer to San Diego, Mexico City, Zihuatanejo, Mazatlan, wherever, Culiacan, going to El Salto, that cross-border express just opens up different options for a very reasonable price. And it's also helped bring down the prices of the U.S. airlines, too.
I went to Mexico City last month, and it was 2 hours and 45 minutes. I mean, I left the house at like 6 in the morning, and by 11:30 I was in Mexico City, or 12 o'clock, you know, going to the hotel. It was that easy.
Wow. So. Pretty simple. Yeah, Mexico City is a beautiful place.
And I can't emphasize again, the fact that it eliminates that whole necessity to clear customs once you get into Mexico and in the major destinations. I mean, I know myself, I got snagged up a couple of times in places.
In Cabo, yeah.
Yeah, where, I mean, you're standing there for an hour and a half, an hour, and going, oh, my gosh, you'd rather be anywhere than there.
Yeah.
But a domestic flight out of Tijuana, man, you walk out of the airport, boom, you're done.
Yep.
Right into your cab and on your way.
Yeah,
no wait whatsoever.
No doubt. Rich and Badley, you're next up, Rich. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Rich.
Good morning. You know, I skipped watching the royal wedding for Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, you know, what's more important in life, the royal wedding or Let's Talk Hookup? We know the answer to that.
Fishing isn't just a matter of life and death. It's much more important than that.
Well, you know, it's like when they're cutting the $71,000 cake.
If I was to fly down to Mazatlan to take advantage of the great fishing that they have down there, would I be better off using their tackle so I wouldn't have to go through the airport hassles? And if it's the kind of place where you'd want to bring fish back with you.
Yeah, down there.
Maybe Ken can give me the inside baseball on that one.
Yeah, down at the El Cid, Geronimo's got a whole fleet of boats. They're very well equipped with really top-notch tackle. And, it's efficient. I personally never bring anything with me down there. I use their equipment. And then they process it, and I bring my fish home.
They box it for you.
Yeah.
They have a regular processor that'll vacuum pack and box it for you.
Yep.
Yep.
Made it really easy.
And as far as the Royal Star Trips goes, if you're interested in one of those, we have at least a dozen sets of gear, loaner gear, for anglers making those Mazatlan trips. If you want to use our gear, that's fine. It will definitely save you the trouble of traveling with it. But, you know, I say trouble. It's really not that much trouble. I mean, Pete, you travel all over the place. A rod tube and a bag with a couple of reels.
Not that big a deal.
No, it's not. If you want to go, and they're well versed on handling gear. So, you know, if you want to go that route, that's fine. I know there's still a lot of anglers that just prefer to fish with their own gear. They went out and, you know, they've got the custom rods, a full set and everything. So either way you want to go about it. But if you don't want to travel with it, in the case of the Royal Star Trips, we have it. And then we are going to bring that fish back with us at least next year. And, you know, we'll see in the future what you know, how these trips unfold. But we plan on bringing the trip back or the fish back on both of those Mazatlan adventures.
And then using Fisherman's Processing.
Exactly.
And you don't need to be there to meet your fish if you just pre-do your order with Fisherman's Processing on the boat. It's all done for you. Just go pick up your fish.
Exactly. Or have them send it to you.
Have them send it to you. Yeah,
exactly.
For sure.
Hey, the nice thing about those trips, though, is that people will be able to hang out in Mazatlan before and after the trip.
I know.
Which, that's a benefit to the local community.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. And you wouldn't not want to do that. You would definitely want to spend at least a few days in Mazatlan just to understand what an amazing destination.
That's the way I see it, for sure.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Wayne Cotto from CCA California. What is going on, Wayne?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show today.
Thank
morning,
you.
Wayne.
Morning. Hey, we got a barbecue going on in L.A. this morning. We're doing setup right now. It starts at 10 o'clock. We have two seminars going prior to the actual barbecue. Dick Schaefer's doing a throwing jig seminar, and Sam from Island Tackle is going to do one on how to fish Guadalupe. So perfect timing on that. It's at the Long Beach Rod and Gun Club. It starts at 10 o'clock. It goes all day. We have Calabasas Catering out here for barbecue. It's going to be a fun time, guys. So anybody that wants to come out, there's still tickets available. Come out to Long Beach Rod and Gun Club at 3333 Pacific Avenue in Long Beach.
In Long Beach. They're a great event and big fundraiser. And I'll tell you, the guys from the L.A. chapter raise a bunch of money for the raffle. There's going to be like a lot of great items to win there at this event, right?
Oh, there's so many good live auction items. We have the option six-pack. We have a trust fund. Will planning. We have Cedros Island 4-day. We have a barbecue for 20 Engel cooler, an 85 quart Engel cooler. Gosh, everybody needs one of those. We have four Dodger tickets, including parking passes to the stadium club, guided trout event. And then we just got added a special, our treasurer, CCA Cal state treasurer, Don Trojan, just added. He bought a new helicopter and he's inviting three people to go up on his helicopter to go over and tour Catalina Island and back.
Oh, come on. Really?
Not
that's
kidding.
Cool. Well, that's going on today at the CCA barbecue. Again, 10 a.m. this morning. Tickets are available at the door, Wayne?
Absolutely.
Tickets are
available at the door.
So how do we find you once again?
You can either go up on our website at ccacalifornia.org, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram. Call, write, email. We'll take it all.
And again, it's at the Long Beach Rod and Gun Club. If you just Google that, you'll find directions. Just head over there. Have a great time. Have a great day, Wayne.
Thank you, guys.
All right. All right, thanks, Wayne, a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to talk more Mexico fisheries, get more into what Sport Fishing Association does for you, some of the important things that Ken's working on. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617, or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Yamaha's Wake Up to Savings sales event is here. Purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 150 horsepower four-stroke outboard and get up to $750 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. The Wake Up to Savings sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends June 15, 2018, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Captain Ken Franke and Captain Tim Ekstrom, talking fishing here in Mexico and beyond. Hey, what about fishing in Mexico? How do we properly enter and fish in Mexico?
You know, great question, Pete. I think the key, this is what our mantra has been when we're in Mexico City, et cetera, dealing with the Mexican government. Make it easy, make the rules very clear for people to understand. And on the SAC website, as well as the CONAPESCA website, we've tried to put in one place what you got to do. So in simple terms, if you got a boat, you need a temporary importation document. You can get it online. It's $50. They send it to your house. You're good 10 years. So that is what you would need within 12 miles of the coast. If you're fishing outside of 12 miles of land, all you need is your Mexican fishing license. But if you're within 12 miles, which is the territorial waters of Mexico, temporary importation document for the boat. You need your FMMs, your visitor document for immigration. And then the final thing would be your sport fishing license from CONAPESCA. And, of course, have your passport with you available. So that is black and white what's required. The processes are very simple. If you go to californiasportfishing.org or to the Kona Pesca website, it's in English. It's straightforward, simple
very
words,
easy.
What you need to do. Step one, step two, and right at the beginning it says, to do this process, you need the following documents. That way you're not halfway through and go, oh, I don't have my
boat registration.
Your boat registration, exactly. So real straightforward and easy to do. And I always tell people, if you're confused, call the Sport Fishing Association office or even stop by. We have a new headquarters office right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Right and next to the Royal Polaris Shogun office.
Yep, and we'll sit you down, and we'll help you do it on our computers in the office.
Yeah.
We just want to do everything we can to make it easy for people to visit and enjoy Mexico.
Yeah, that's it. And it is a simple process, but some people may get confused. So when you said a Mexican fishing license, whether you're fishing within 12 miles or whether you're fishing offshore, you need that Mexican fishing
license.
That's
correct. That's correct. So you need your Mexican fishing license, and there's a number of locations that you can get them.
Yep.
If you're down in Ensenada, you can go to the state fisheries office. If you're in Cabo San Lucas, they have it online. As a matter of
fact, you can buy them online here.
Exactly, exactly. So there's a lot of different opportunities to do that. And but as far as the rules go, one other important thing is the Mexican Navy is very active. And they are very professional. I got to tell you, I've been to the Navy base. Tim and I actually went down, and Tim presented a life-saving award to the search and rescue unit. You will see patrol boats that look just like U.S. Coast Guard patrol boats, but in Mexico. That is the Mexican search and rescue unit. Great group of people, and they're patrolling all up and down the coast now. And they'll pull right up and just say, hey, good morning, welcome to Mexico. How's everybody doing? And just really positive experience from everybody who interacts with them.
No question about it. Like fishing the Coronado Islands, you have a good chance of being stopped and having
Absolutely.
Your documentation checked. That's why when you enter Mexico, you need to be properly documented and understand the rules. They're always very courteous. Best way to do it is just to have all your documents right there, put it in a plastic bag, hand it over to them. They'll check your documents. You're on your way back to fishing.
Quite positive experience.
Yeah.
I hear consistently all the time the professionalism of the Navy officers.
Yeah, and it's just like you're in the U.S. I mean, you know, how many times you get checked by California Fishing Game when you're out there? It's no different. You know, they're just patrolling their waters and protecting what they have. And
absolutely.
You know, I've been boarded by the Mexican Navy countless times over the years that I've been doing this, and I personally have never had a negative experience. They've always been exactly as you guys represented here, professional, courteous. We've been helped tremendously by the Mexican Navy a couple of times. We had somebody in the boat who was sick, needed to get off, and you know, what they provided to us was absolutely on par with the help that the U.S. Coast Guard has provided us in the past. So, you know, I can't speak highly enough about our experiences with the Mexican military, and also with the Kona Pesca representatives farther down the coast, because we've been boarded numerous times, you know, have our permits and the boat checked on our catch when we're fishing in the vicinity of San Andreas, farther down the coast, San Pablo. We've been down as far as Abrejos, Mag Bay a few times, and I've always had positive experiences down there. As long as you've got your stuff in order, you know, that's the key. If you have everything in order And as you guys said, that's a perfect idea. Have it all in one place, all in one bag. Courteous, here you go. They check it. You're on your way.
On your way, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones. Mark and Santee, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, Mark. Good morning. How you doing?
Great.
Good morning. Hey, I got a question. What type of gear do I have to take on the boat, you know, when I'm going on a day and a half? And what are the accommodations on the boat?
What kind of gear did you say?
Yeah.
Right now for local fishing, I think a complement of gear, 25 to 60-pound line would be fine. You know, if you want to bring your 40, 50, you want to be prepared in case some of those bigger tuna are out there. You want something with at least 60-pound. And, you know, for fishing around the kelps or yellowtail, whatever else we may find, I think that you could go as low as your 25 or 30. So three outfits would be fine, more than enough. And as far as the accommodations go on Royal Star, we have 12 staterooms, two-man staterooms. plenty spacious,
super,
very nice accommodations. You know, it's not the Queen Elizabeth II, but it's a beautiful
pretty nice
boat. Yeah, it's not bunk room. Bunk room
24 people max, right?
24 max. And as far as the meals go, we'll you're going to be served three squares, you know, some kind of breakfast, you know, beautiful lunch, prime rib dinner. We're going to treat you like royalty out there to play on the wedding going on right now.
And,
well, maybe not with it. Maybe not with a $70,000 cake, but, you know, we'll treat you like royalty and go from there. We'll have a seven-man crew on the boat, so the percentage of the ratio of crew that anglers is just over 3-1. You'll be accommodated, and I hope set off the boat with a little more knowledge of fishing. All the guys that we have working with us are experts in their field, and that's really among our goals is, of course, to show you a good time, but to send you off that boat a better fisherman than you are when you get on.
And if you don't have any gear, you've got loaner gear, not rental gear. This is all part of the package. You've got just let Tracy in the office know, I need gear, and they'll set you up for free.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have a full complement of Shimano's. We have... We still have some pins that we use. We have a couple of the accurate reels. We've got a complement of top of the line gear, rods to go, our reels and rods to go along with it that we are more than happy to loan to you. The only charge associated with it is for the line. We always, you know, we put a new top shot on everything. So it's like $10. You know, it's very reasonable.
If you want to come aboard with your hat, your sunscreen, your jacket, and your boots, you can take care of everything else.
That's exactly right. Better bring some pants, too. And, you know,
that's
shirt.
Probably a good idea, pants and a shirt, yeah. Because you want a towel, because you want to take a shower after fishing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, that should cover it. And that's on that day-and-a-half trip. They have a couple of them. This one, the one we're giving one spot away today that has availability June 1st through June 3rd. It's a Friday through Sunday. And then you have one the following week, too.
Exactly.
With a few days.
Yeah, the 14th. I want to say it's the 14th or the 16th.
Yeah. So
we've got a few more spaces on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more fishing here with Sport Fishing Association of California, Captain Ken Frankie and Captain Tim Exum from the Royal Star, and more of your phone calls and some catch reports coming up. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Hi, everybody. It's springtime, and summer's on its way. And now's the time to get outside and get on the water. Hi, this is Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. And let me tell you, we've got the tools to do it. From the world's best fishing kayaks, the Hobie Pro Angler, the Outback, and the Compass, to the high-performance and convenient inflatable I-11S. No matter what style fishing you're into, Hobie has the model that'll work for you, and we want to help you find it. So come down to our shop in Mission Bay, and let's try out some Hobie kayaks. We'll show you how to transport them, show you how to outfit them, and show you how and where to fish off them. And most importantly, have some fun, because that's what we're about, fun. And that's why we now carry Traeger pellet grills. We've all been cooking on them, and we can't stop talking about it. We have a full line of grills, as well as every pellet Traeger carries. So come down and talk kayaks or talk grills at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay in Dana Landing across the street from SeaWorld. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art, long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at independentsportfishing.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Penreels has really stepped up their long-range game. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come in and check out the new Penreels for long-range anglers. The PenFathom Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel has a topless design, full metal body and side plates, plus Dura drag washers. The redesigned Penn International lineup also has a topless design and is precision machined from high-strength, lightweight, aircraft-grade aluminum. These tough new reels are ideal for your next long-range trip. Come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.